opener because of that?
You know what? I'm sorry. I just caught half of the last of that part of the question. Sorry. My PR guy was just handing me the phone.
That's okay. But how important it is to erase the memory of the playoff game and that you've been thinking about, I'm sure, for a long time, and how anxious you are to get in the season and put that behind you?
Well, I think, you know, like just about everybody that was in the playoffs other than one, you know, I'm sure it's the same feeling there in Philadelphia. So, yeah, I think the opening game in, of the season, you know, I think every year it's like everybody's 0-0. It's like getting a new car, and you get to find out what your team's all about.
Coach, you've always had an attacking defense, you know, get after the quarterback type of team. But you've also hired Meeks, who's kind of, who's a cover two guy, and that would seem to be contrasting philosophies. How are you making that work, and are you incorporating a little bit of both?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, Ron Meeks was there with Tony Dungy. You know, I think a lot of times your coordinators, you know, kind of adapt a little bit to the head coach. And, you know, Ron Meeks has been a lot of places before he was in Indy. And, you know, I'm sure he learned a lot from Coach Dungy. And, you know, that still was always been a part of our attack. And, you know, that still continues to be. So, you know, we've got a good blend.
I was going to say, are you more of a cover two look now, though, or?
I'm sorry?
Is cover two a big part of your D now or not? Then?
Well, I think, you know, I think it's a part of everybody's. I mean, you guys run it. We run it. I think there's probably all of the 31 teams in the league run it.
Coach, coach quarterback combinations don't really last very long. You guys have had a pretty good run, and the Eagles have had an even longer one. How important is that, do you think, to your success and the Eagles' success, and how rare do you think that is?
Well, I think it's like what came first, the chicken or the egg. You go around the league and you see a head coach and quarterback around a long time. They've had to win. Otherwise, they probably wouldn't be there. So I think it's very important.
Is it kind of an enviable thing, is that the biggest thing, I mean, behind you guys being able to make the run that you have and the Eagles too?
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's the biggest, but I think if you go across the league, whether you're talking about Brady, Belichick, or – you know, Manning, Dungy up until a year ago. You know, I'm not. It's probably unique, and it is a key position, the quarterback position. But you know, there's a lot of things that go into it. I mean, how you play defense, how you are in a kicking game. You know, there's a lot of other elements. But you know, in this league, you know, the head coach and the quarterback probably get, you know, too much of the credit when you're doing well, and they probably get too much of the blame when you're doing bad. But that's just the nature of the beast.
John, Brian Westbrook didn't play at all in the preseason. In your mind, as a defensive guy, is he still the guy that you have to stop to beat the Eagles?
Well, he definitely is dynamic, you know, and they find a lot of unique ways to get him the ball, whether it's on screens or checkdowns. And, you know, you can tell there's a real bond there between Donovan and him in the passing game. And, you know, that's not even to mention how good he is running the ball. So, you know, we've got some players that haven't played. You know, our Jonathan Stewart hasn't played in the preseason, and you know, I'm sure Andy's doing the same thing I'm doing. You're trying to get him healthy into the regular season, and I think that's probably, at the end of the day, the most important thing. So, you know, we know he's a great player, and, you know, they're definitely going to utilize him.
Do you anticipate, though, when you do that, you know, maybe the first game or two that they're still kind of working things out and trying to, you know, maybe not as explosive or dynamic as they normally are?
Well, again, I'm not able to view practices like you guys are, but I'm sure he's practiced. And, you know, sometimes just playing the game, I mean, you can still get pretty oiled up just practicing. So I'm sure if he's active for the game, he'll be ready to go.
How are things with John Beeson? He missed preseason. How's Beeson health-wise at this point?
Everybody practiced full on our practice today. So we've already practiced today. So I'm not sure when you guys get the injury report, but – you know, everybody practiced.
We like your practice schedule better.
can you talk about Beeson a little bit, Coach? He's, you know, very good linebacker. Doesn't always get as much ink as some of the other linebackers in the league.
Well, he's, you know, he got enough to go to his first Pro Bowl. So, you know, I thought he's a real high football character guy. He's, you know, has a passion for the game. He studies the game. You know, for a young player, I think you know, he's got the right mindset to play for a long time.
Coach, a lot was made when the Redskins signed Andre Woodson to the practice squad from the Giants, and they're getting ready to play this week. Are you concerned at all that Jeremy Lehman might be able to provide some insights to your new defense to the Eagles?
Well, I think, you know, I've already kind of figured that out. But, you know, I'm sure mentioned some things, but, you know, I'm not sure he knows everything. But, you know, he did sit in those meetings for 4 weeks, so he has some insights. But, you know, again, I'm not sure he's going to be, you know, in those offensive meetings the whole day. I think he's probably going to be involved with doing his position. So, you know, I'm sure that he's giving them tidbits.
Coach, you guys can watch all the film you want, I guess, but how much does the game experience you've had against Andy Reid offenses at your previous stops help you in a game like this?
Well, I think, you know, from a kind of knowing each other standpoint, I mean, it works both ways. You know, he's had a lot of experience against me, too, defensively. So that works both ways. You know, I have the utmost respect for Andy and, you know, and his team, so, and his teams in the past, too. So, you know, I think it's probably helpful, but really, you know, none of that matters. It's just what you can translate to your players and who those players are. So that's probably the biggest thing. That, you know, that game's played by plays, not players.
When you watch the Eagles' offense on film, is there someone – I mean, obviously DeSean Jackson is one of Donovan's favorite targets. Was there someone else that stands out to you?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, again, it's an excellent system. It's been in this league for a long time. You know, the Eagles do as good a job with it as anybody. You know, I think they've injected some talent over the last couple of years in that receiver position. And, you know, I think you're seeing, you know, the dividends. You know, you talked about DeSean Jackson. You know, you've got a young player in Macklin that's coming along. You know, and, of course, Curtis, you know, is a guy that's been proven in the league. So, you know, that list over the years, I believe that was Sal that asked that question. You know, I think, you know, they've definitely injected some talent. I think Selleck's a good receiving tight end, and you know, they've invested a lot in their offensive line, and that's what makes it all go too, as well as, you know, a very experienced quarterback. So across the board, you know, they've got playmakers around Donovan, and they've got a good system.
Coach, can you talk about Macho Harrison, what you expect to see from the rookie safety?
Well, he's a guy, you know, obviously we did when we came, you know, coming out, and he's a guy we like, played a little bit more corner in college, but, you know, had a lot of interceptions, a lot of, you know, good plays on the ball, and, you know, it sounds like he's doing a good job there, being named the starter.
Coach, how's Everett Brown coming along?
Very well. I mean, he's got good pass rush skills, you know. I mean, I'm not saying anything that's not on tape, but, you know, he'll help us, you know, definitely in passing situations.
Coach, can you talk about Dan Connor and the role you have in mind for him, and or what he's doing right now and the role you have in mind for him this year?
Well, you know, Dan's, you know, from that part of the country. He's, you know, a tremendous young man. You know, we were very, very, very excited about him last year. And, you know, unfortunately, this game can do it to you. He had a serious knee injury that he's worked very, very hard to come back. And that takes a lot of time and courage and strength. And, you know, so I've got the utmost respect for him. He's had an excellent camp. He's had, you know, gotten a lot of reps that he missed last year due to the Beeson injury in the preseason. And, you know, I just think he's a fine young player that's done a great job.
Is he kind of – he's kind of backing up in the middle right now, or is he playing strong too? Or?
Well, I was trying to avoid that, but he's – you know, he plays – actually, what's good about him is he knows all three spots.
Okay. Can you elaborate on that?
you guys are good.
Coach, last thing for me. Anything on Jason Avant that stands out about to you?
Yeah, I mean, they kept seven receivers, you know. I mean, I can see why. We might have looked to nab one if they let one go. But, you know, I think his receiving core, I mean, obviously it's one of the bigger ones in the league, but I'm talking about numbers. But I think all of them do a super job, and you can see why they kept them.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, guys. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Record.